When is the perfect time to start preparing to apply for physical therapy school? That's what I'm going to help you uncover in this training. Hey, what is up? Welcome to the Pre-PT Grind podcast, where we help you get into physical therapy school without wasting time or money. Our goal with these episodes is to give you clarity, confidence, and control over your ability to get into your dream schools as a future physical therapist. So if that's you, you're on the right podcast. And if you enjoyed this episode and other episodes, be sure to share them out with other friends, other pre-PT friends who you believe would value every single episode. We're here to help you get one step closer to your dream. And before we start this episode, we want to give you access to some of our best resources to help you get accepted into PT school despite having low GPAs, previous rejections, GRE struggles, and more. So go to www.ptschoolacceptance.com and we will take care of you from there. Have a blast listening to this particular episode. And if you enjoy it, be sure to share it out with other friends who you believe would value it as well. My name is Joseph Scoogie. I'm a physical therapist. I'm also one of the co-founders of Pre-PT Grind, where for years we've helped students get into physical therapy school without wasting time or money. So if you want to become a physical therapist or you're interested in becoming a PT, these trainings are just going to help you get started and get pushed in the right direction. And we've been doing this for so long that we've seen basically every possible scenario, all the impossible stories, super low grades, or really applicants that have been out of school for 10 plus years and are now trying to get back into PT school, struggles with standardized exams, all the things that most students are told are impossible or will stop them from getting into PT school. We've been able to help those same students get into not only one, but multiple PT programs. And so that's what we do. And if you want the same results, then follow us for more. And of course, be sure to like and subscribe. But I want to talk about when the right time is to prepare to apply for physical therapy school, because this is a question that we get a lot. And some students feel like they need to wait until the last few months before application cycle start. Some students are like, wait, what should I be doing now if I'm a freshman or a sophomore or a junior or a senior, or if I'm a non-traditional student, I'm trying to get back, and they just get confused. And that's usually when a lot of students end up on the other side, where they feel like they're behind, where they feel like there's things they wish they would have known earlier. And I see that narrative way too many times. And so I'm going to help you avoid that completely. Ready? Let's go. So the first thing is, the answer to this question of when should I start preparing to apply for physical therapy school is right now. Like right now. Now, let me paint a picture for you, because I think a lot of us have a misunderstanding of what preparing to apply looks like. So a lot of us feel like or believe that preparing to apply means that I'm getting ready to submit my application information, right, onto a platform called PTCAS. For those of you that are not familiar with, that is the platform that you will use for most of the schools that you will apply to basically enter all your grades, all your classes, the observation hours, all the different things that schools are looking for when you apply. So a lot of us think that is what applying to PT school means. But the truth is, your application actually began the moment you started your freshman year in college. You just didn't realize it. And so a lot of us spend so much time thinking, oh yeah, I have time. And I see that so much, especially when we have followers that are freshmen and sophomores. I'm not worried about that yet. I'm like, you're actually at the greatest advantage, right? If you can figure out how to prepare yourself to become a strong applicant now, oh my goodness, it's a cheat code. A lot of us don't realize that there's things that we can already do as a student. So think about this, right? You can already, as a freshman or sophomore or a junior or a senior, you can and should already start trying to figure out which schools are the best ones for you to apply to, because the schools are not all made equally, right? They all have different standards. They're all different. Think of them almost like different people. How many people do you know that have similar interests, but they're also very different personality-wise, right? Think of physical therapy schools the exact same way. And there will be some schools that are a good match for you, and there's going to be other schools that are not. And if you can figure out the ones that are the best match for you from a stats standpoint, like grades standpoint, from a culture standpoint, from a how they teach, the learning style, because there are different learning styles in physical therapy schools. Some of them are online learning, some of them are in-person learning, some of them are problem-based learning. Start figuring out some of those things so you can figure out what environment will I thrive the most in, because my goal is not even to get into PT school. My goal is to become a physical therapist. So whatever allows me to get there like as fast as possible is what I want. Does that make sense? And if you can figure some of these things out, especially when it comes to which schools are the best ones for me to apply to, then you can do something that a lot of students have a hard time figuring out, which is you can start turning yourself into the perfect applicant for that program. If you can understand them now, you're like, oh, cool. These are the types of grades that I need to start getting now. This is the type of score that I need on my GRE exam. And so I can start thinking about those things. These are the types of experiences that those schools want. I can start to actually build relationships, or I can actually start communicating with faculty members if I learn how. I can start communicating with students that have gone to the schools that I'm interested in and just learn as much about those schools as possible. I can start attending information sessions where I can just start learning as much as possible so that by the time I get ready to now submit my application, whether it's my essays or even for the interview, I can now weave a lot of that stuff in because I will have understood them well. And I'll also choose the schools correctly. In fact, we've had students, because we've been at this for a long time, but we've actually had students who have come to us and have, you know, asked to join our coaching program, which we do have one that has done very, very well. In fact, I think our students right now are still, we had a 92% first time acceptance rate, which is amazing. But we've had students who have brought us into their journey after being rejected 3, 4, and sometimes even 5 years in a row. And one of the biggest shifts that happens, it's interesting, is choosing different schools or choosing the right schools. And what we realize is a lot of times they've actually applied to the wrong schools for them based off of their situation. And I can go into more details on another training, but they're applying to the wrong program. And as soon as we switch that and help them apply to the right program, boom. I have one student in mind right now who had gotten rejected 4 years in a row. And as soon as we fixed that one thing and a few other small things, like he got accepted into multiple schools the next year, right? After getting rejected 4 years in a row, getting into multiple schools your next go around because of a few little things that you hadn't paid attention to or you hadn't even been told about. And so as a student, starting now gives you that advantage. And there's another story that comes to mind where we had a student who was in the military and he was wanting to transition back to school and wanted to become a physical therapist. And so he was starting to figure out, okay, like what do I need? And so I believe he actually found our podcast and we got on a call and he was like, hey, Joseph, this is what I want to do. And he ended up joining our coaching program before starting his freshman year because I now understand that there's things that I can control and I want to be able to learn everything I need to do from start to finish so that I'm not lost, that I'm not in my head, so I'm not confused, I'm not overwhelmed, but so that I get into PT school on my first try. Because he quickly understood my application starts the moment I start my freshman year in college. And so that's when you want to start paying attention to these details. So if right now, if you feel like you're early in the game, you're not. You're just in the right time, or you're in the perfect moment where you can actually start taking advantage of how much time you have. Now, if you are a junior or a senior and you're like, oh, this is crunch time, cool. Take a deep breath. Understand that we can't go back in time, but there's things that you can still control right now. And I feel like a lot of us procrastinate simply because we, one, don't know what we can do. But then secondly, we just feel lost and overwhelmed and fearful that things are not going to work out well and that we'll put all this effort in and still get rejected. It creates a lot of anxiety, which is when we panic or at least procrastinate and push things off and say, oh, I'll figure that out later, instead of saying, I can do that right now. So right now is the best time, the perfect time to start preparing for your PT school application. Does that make sense? Right now, if after listening to this, you're like, I still don't know where to start, or I need more help, or I need more support, I got you. I have a free gift for you, okay? I want you to go to this link, open it on your phone or on your computer, go to www.acceptanceguides.com, www.acceptanceguides.com. We have free guides there that we've actually built out for you using a lot of the resources and a lot of the information that our top students have used over the years to get accepted into physical therapy school. And I want you to start there. And then our team will guide you through the process start to finish. And of course, if you're matched to work with us further, we have different ways of doing that. But that's where I want you to start. www.acceptanceguides.com. And that's it. That's it. So I hope this was helpful. I hope this was also a wake-up call that we don't have time to waste, right? Because our job is to get into PT school, not because we're trying to become PT students, but because we are trying to become physical therapists. That's the end goal. That's the reason why you're doing this in the first place. You got patients waiting for you. You're doing this for your family. Whatever your reason is, that's what we're doing this for. And so if we can be efficient with how we go through our student process so that we can get into PT school, then your dream becomes, you know, a reality much faster. So don't waste time. Start now. Okay. Now, of course, if you found value in this, please share this with another friend, another pre-PT that you feel would value this. And we'll see you on the next training. Be sure to like, subscribe, and we'll see you later. And of course, if you want some free resources to get you started, go to acceptanceguides.com. See you on the next episode. Bye.
What is up, guys? You've been listening to the Pre-PT Grind podcast, where we don't just help you get into PT school, but our mission is to make you the best physical therapist you can possibly be. And I have a quick question for you. Did you enjoy this episode? And if you did, I want to ask a huge favor. See, the biggest thing that helps this podcast grow and that will spread our message of helping pre-PTs get into physical therapy school without wasting time and money is if you rate, review, and subscribe to the Pre-PT Grind podcast. What this basically does is tell the platforms out there that we're on is that you like our stuff, that we're doing something right, and that we're bringing value to you all, our audience. So if you could take about 3 seconds out of your day to rate, review, and subscribe to the Pre-PT Grind podcast and tell your friends about Pre-PT Grind, we would be forever, forever grateful to all of you. So thank you again for listening to another episode of the Pre-PT Grind podcast. We will see you on the next one.